Michelle. Welcome to the Umbilical Cord of the Gourd, where you get all of your best facts, the latest news about celebrities, and sometimes a weird story from Maggie. Hey, Maggie.
Hey, I'm Maggie. So I don't know any celebrities. I do know somebody who knows somebody who knows Beyonce. And I can't give any more information than that because there were NDAs involved.
Is that like, so you're what, three people removed from a celebrity?
I'm two people removed from a celebrity.
Oh, okay.
But I can't tell you who it is that knows Beyonce that my friend
That's
knows.
Fine.
Yeah.
Wait, so did your friend break her NDA by telling you?
I did not sign an NDA, but I cannot reveal any information on this.
Damn it. You think we can get Beyonce on the pod?
I was going to go way less ambitious, and I was going to say, do you want to lie to people and tell them that if they subscribe to our Patreon that doesn't exist, that they can find out how I know somebody who knows somebody who knows Beyonce?
I feel like no one would pay money to know that.
I don't know that we have a great Patreon business model.
We actually just have no business model, so here we are.
Yeah.
What story are you going to tell us today, Maggie?
Okay, I'm going to tell the story of the time that actually you, Michelle,
me?
My best friend. Yes, you and Derek, your boyfriend, and I went to...
When you paused, it kind of sounded like you forgot who the third person was.
No, I've had like a glass and a half of wine, which is just enough for me to like need 1 second to decide if it was me or I. And I went to Atlanta for like the least planned trip of my life, in that our entire like purpose of going was just, it's in the middle. And we were like, let's go.
And then we went.
That's all that we did.
Then the craziest things happened.
It was one of the wildest weekends of my life. And like, I've had some weekends, you know?
As we mentioned, you attract weird.
Yeah. Yeah.
And this is not just a regular trip. I think it was just the combination of different weird things that happened. And it all like, us all being there for that, I think is just incredible.
It's also that it wasn't like one brand of weird, right? It's not like we went to Atlanta and we're like, man, Atlanta's a really fucking weird city. And this is how much we saw how weird it was. It was like, we went to Atlanta and 17 things happened that were totally unrelated in theme and in circumstance. And they were all crazy and they had literally almost nothing to do with Atlanta. Also, another thing that's different about this story than most of our stories is that Michelle was also there for this one. So we're going to do a little bit of trying to see what we both remember. We made separate lists of events and we're going to see how much they line up and what we've forgotten.
Can I tell you like one small detail that was the first, like the start of the weekend for me?
Yeah.
That was very funny is when you showed up, I think we may have like met you at your car or something, and then you opened your trunk and you brought out a giant stalk of Brussels sprouts.
I forgot about that.
That was the first thing on my list, and I couldn't remember if we even made Brussels sprouts or you were just taking it with you to somewhere else.
No, it's that, okay, so like when I was living in Florida, I had just like this massive allegiance to my favorite side of the road vegetable stand. And so I had gotten this giant stock of Brussels sprouts, and then we were going to Atlanta and I'd only eaten half of them because so many Brussels sprouts come on a stock of Brussels sprouts. I'm assuming we have a lot of vegetable enthusiasts in our listenership of like 20 people. And you guys all want to hear about this. And so like I had like half a stalk of Brussels sprouts, and if you leave them on a stalk, they stay better for longer. So I just brought the whole stalk with me to Atlanta in case.
And so like how long were we in Atlanta?
Maybe like 4 days, like not long.
Okay. Yeah. I remember it just being like a weekend trip.
Yeah.
So what was the first thing you remember?
The first thing I remember is that definitely this Airbnb was illegal. Like it was in like an area of town that was gentrifying really fast. And so there were absolutely restrictions on Airbnbs.
I'm pretty sure when we signed up for it, it was like, if anyone asks, you're like a friend staying with me.
Yeah. Yeah.
So we got there and
I think we like before dinner, we had like a few random beers and we were at this one bar.
We were sitting at, I think it was like an Irish pub.
Yeah.
And it was the situation where like there was like a bar along the window. Mm-hmm. And we were like standing or sitting at the bar looking out towards like their patio. We were sitting at the bar and then, you know, playing our drawing game and eating food and drinking beer. I think you just happened to be making a dumb face out the window and then like noticed that there was a couple out there having like an intense conversation. We laughed about that and then we started intentionally making dumb faces. And then at some point we figured out that I think they were breaking up. Like they were actually having a fight and breaking up.
But also, okay, two things. One, I think I was, just knowing myself, I don't think I was making a dumb face at them. I just, my face gets dumb sometimes. Yeah,
that's what I
and
meant.
And I think I was just looking out of the window in their direction with a face that is dumb.
Yes.
And then I think, yeah, and also like their breakup, it wasn't like a yelling or like a violent, it was like a very awkward, long, a little bit like frustrated and sad breakup, and it lasted like 20 minutes and we just watched the whole fucking time. So the next thing we did is we decided to go grab some Thai food for dinner. Our Airbnb recommended this place and we were walking there, and first of all, as we're walking there, somebody like leans their head out of a door and is like, hey, do you guys want to come to live band karaoke? And we were like, we're going to Thai food. And we kept walking. And then as we were walking, we were all like, yeah, we want to go to live band karaoke. We sit down for dinner. So we sat outside and like, it was, they like constructed a jungle in the patio of this restaurant. There were plants like literally covering every square inch that was not a chair or table, which was really lovely. It was basically like we were in Thailand. And
we had a real cultural experience.
Yeah, it was like so authentic. I'm doing a lot of thing today. So we ordered, our waitress brings us our water, and she puts two of them down on the table. And then like very quickly, she just chucks one glass full of water away. And then looks at us and goes, water for plant. And then walks back into the kitchen.
And we're just sitting there stunned.
My only thought is there was a spider in the cup. And she was like, I don't want to tell them that there are bugs in the cup. So she just weirdly poured it into a plant. But also it wasn't like she poured it in. She like flung, like it was like really, like I didn't even see her arm move. I just heard the water splash. Then she told us it was water for plant. And then the food was really good. And also there were no spiders in my water. So I had a dream last night. Okay, actually this whole dream was super weird and I can't remember the other part that was weird. But one of the weird parts is that like I had a nose spider.
What do you mean? Like when it lived in your nose?
Yeah, like I just had a spider living in my nose. And I felt really insecure about it.
But it was like, it was part of you, it was friends with you.
It was just like, no one can see me semi-picking my nose right now. But it was just like, it lived sort of right on the cusp of the nostril. And so like, you were aware that it was present. And then it would just like, back up into your sinus cavities. But it mostly spent most of the time here. And you couldn't get it out because it lived there.
Okay, here's my question. Were you upset about it outside of other people thinking you had a spider in your nose?
I think it tickled. Maybe what happened was I actually had a spider in my nose. And my dream was trying to tell me, like, wake up, there's a spider in your nose. Which reminds me also, so Kathy, like her dad, her parents grew up in Cambodia. And they were refugees when they were in Cambodia. And so they really loved eating tarantulas. So she spent like some amount of time in college trying to figure out how she could buy tarantulas for them to eat.
Anyway, we had some delicious, delicious Thai food.
And we went back to this weird place where this man had popped his head out of a door and said, like, hey, do you want to do live band karaoke?
Which I've never heard of that before, and I didn't quite know what to expect.
I did also not know what to expect.
And so we walk in and there's like this full band on the stage. And the title of their, I guess their show or this karaoke was called Metal Karaoke 2013. And mind you, this was like 2018 that we were there.
I forgot about the year.
So I'm pretty sure that like all of the songs were basically from 2013.
But also, to be clear, all of the songs were from 2013, but none of them were metal.
No, not at all.
They were like Kelly Clarkson to pop punk. Like that was the
like that the was heaviest the stuff might be like Fall Out Boy.
Yeah.
Something.
Yeah. Like it was very, very not metal.
Okay. So like the way that the karaoke part worked was there's like a giant screen up and you basically pick any song on that screen that somebody hasn't done already. So it's like it crosses out the songs that have already been done. And then like you'll come up to the stage and the band will like play the song and you'll like sing with them. So it's like almost like you're a real rock star.
And like, and the only reason that I think this passed as metal karaoke is that everyone in the band was dressed like they were really fucking doing metal. Like, I just remember this one guy with like very long blonde hair and like black bell-bottom jeans with like a chain. And I don't mean like a little like do-do-do-do-do chain. I mean like a real chain that you would use to like pull something out of a ditch. That like from his, that was like tied from his pants, like to the other side of his pants. I don't know. Why do people wear chains on their clothes? What is he doing with that?
And it was like pretty clear that this was their gig for actually making money.
Yeah. And so I'm curious, like what they're like, how often they're playing Kelly Clarkson at like their normal gigs.
If these people were like, we're a big metal band, but they have to play this gig on the weekends or whatever, they still have to constantly rehearse like the Kelly Clarkson songs just to be able to play them.
How hard do you think it is to play Kelly Clarkson? Also, I feel like we're shitting on Kelly Clarkson. And I
love
that's
Kelly
unfair.
Clarkson.
We're team Kelly Clarkson. But I think to call Kelly Clarkson metal is both an insult to Kelly Clarkson and to metal.
And metal. Exactly. But, like, you still have to know a Kelly Clarkson song well enough to be able to play it with three other people. I couldn't just play a Kelly Clarkson song right now, could you?
Like, the only, like, I have, like, forgotten how all of the instruments I can play work, so I can just play hand drums at this point.
Oh.
So I could definitely play Kelly Clarkson on hand drums. Can you sing some Kelly Clarkson and I'll do a little bit of beating on my face?
Shit, what's a Kelly Clarkson song?
Since
you've been gone.
No, you're done. That was like, you're going to give me one line?
That's all I remember.
Let me take it away on the bass drum.
Bass drum solo. Go. Actually, your face drum works surprisingly well. Because this is all I got.
Like, you have the baby fat cheeks.
Yeah.
I have, like, a lot of hollow going on.
And your mouth, like, you can make your mouth really, like, thin. Like, you can stretch it out into an actual drum.
I've spent a weird amount of time in my life playing the drums on different parts of my body. Do you want to hear my let's see if I can make my tummy drum work from here.
Whoa. Ow. Wow.
Yeah, I have great body drums.
Wait, can you have boob drums?
I have two different kinds of boob drums.
What?
So one, I can just like, I can beat on my boobs. Very different noise in my tummy, right? So like, so you can do like a, wait, this is the first time I've tried this. Also,
what's your second boob drum?
So I'm playing like the boobs are my hi-hat and I'm trying to like work, I'm trying to work my tummy in for a bass drum.
And Maggie, you actually play the drums at one point in your life, right?
Yeah, which is why I'm like really trying to like tie in my body drums to my hand drums. All right.
I am so impressed. And include the face drum.
Ah, hold on. I have to work that one in. I've never done this before.
Keep working on it. We'll yeah. come out with an album at some point. Oh, we need to make a drinking game. I don't even know how to make one to this story. I really don't. I'm at a loss for words.
I don't either.
Every time that I catch you, Maggie, making a dumb face, like not intentionally making a dumb face at me.
Yeah, not like as a part of the story, but yeah. just like I happen to be hanging out with a dumb face.
Yeah. And unfortunately, audience, this will not be a drinking game for you because you cannot hear Maggie's faces, but yeah. it'll be fun for us. So we'll keep going. Okay.
Okay.
So we talked about the outfits at Metal Karaoke.
Yeah. We've also left out a really important what? Part of Metal Bit. Of live band Metal Karaoke, which is that I think we've made this seem like a really lame event where no one's gonna be. This place was fucking packed.
Yeah, it
like,
was.
Like you couldn't move packed. There were like hundreds of people there.
Maybe like 100 people.
Yeah, I'm bad at it. I don't know anything. There, like it was a lot.
I, for the life of me, cannot remember anything about this bar.
Okay, I remember so much. And the chief thing I remember is that of the 7,000 people that were in this dungeon, they were all white.
Except for like 3 people.
Also, for the listeners who don't know, I am white. Michelle is not white. So, tons of white people. And the reason that like several years later that I really remember this fact that there were so many white people is that... As Michelle and I got more and more drunk, we became more and more aware of how white this room was. And at one point, we are just pointing at people in the face who are standing right the fuck next to us and saying, "He's white! She's white! They're white! He might not be white!"
Because I think I often walk into a place and have no awareness of my surroundings. Because it was a dark room too, right? And we were like watching the band. And then we started like slowly realizing, oh my God, everyone here is white. Where are we? What have we stumbled into?
I don't know if I've ever been in a room with this many white people. And I've lived in Europe for 2 years. And I'm from the Southeast, and my parents are preachers. Like, I know white people. Never, never so many as this room.
And then, I mean, obviously, like, me and you didn't want to go up and sing, but Derek did once or twice?
So, like, I think also we should say that, like, Derek loves karaoke.
One time, we went to Chapel Hill for, like, Christmas or something like that. And we went to this random bar that had karaoke, and Derek did, like, a couple songs. And, like, by the time he was finished with his last song, people were just, like, chanting his name. So I think he has, like, a certain presence about him when it comes to karaoke.
This was not a karaoke bar. This was a bar where, like, there was karaoke in the corner. And the rest of us were not engaged. There were like 6 of us, and we were just doing a different thing. Like, we barely even noticed he was doing karaoke. And then we just noticed that he had grown a following in this bar.
Over like 15 minutes.
Also, his go-to karaoke songs involve a lot of Creed.
No, it's just because I make him do Creed. Because
I thought he loved Creed.
No.
Well, it's also, I believe in a thing called love. Because yeah. that's like, that's what he did that night. Okay. That's what he did at live band karaoke. Hmm.
I'm going to drink for your face.
Wait, you have to take a screenshot.
Okay, no, hold on. Hold on, Maggie, stop. Stop freaking out. I'm going to compile a collage of your faces, and then we'll sell it as an NFT.
Yeah, so Derek went up, did a nice little
tune.
Yeah. What else happened at Live Band Karaoke?
So we have to kind of give it a little preamble before we tell you guys what happened. In that we had a really good friend who lived on our hall in high school. And one of her favorite songs was When You Were Young by The Killers, which means we listened to it a lot.
Also, like, Michelle and Sarah would, like, close themselves into a room and, like, just listen to this song for a while.
As you do.
Actually, like, genuinely, as any 16-year-old does. So when we were still in high school, our friend died in a car crash.
I think we were too young to fully, healthily process everything that happened.
When my mom died, I've had a friend who was like, Maggie, there's not a healthy way to process death.
That's true.
There's not a thing where, like, your friend dies and the next morning you wake up and you're like, cool, I'm good, I'm healthy. Anyways, so when we listen to the song, actually not me so much, when Michelle listens to the song, she gets really sad.
No. When I get drunk and I listen to the song, not even with any amount of sadness, I will just uncontrollably cry.
Yeah.
Relating back to our story.
So Michelle, Derek, and I are in a dungeon full of 1,000 white people. When all of a sudden, this band, who is wearing only black flare jeans and chains, also shirts, I guess, starts playing When You Were Young by The Killers. Michelle immediately bursts into tears. And I noticed quite quickly, and the solution we came to was, let's just squat.
Because it would have been too much to, like, try to fight our way through the crowd to, like, go to a bathroom and cry or something.
Or, like, get fresh air and cry. Yeah, no, that was impossible.
This was also, I believe, in the era of our lives where we cried a lot more when we were drunk.
Yeah, like, for a really long time, and you guys have heard the bruschetta story, for a really long time, like, Michelle and I would get super drunk and then just cry. And, like, on purpose. Like, it wasn't like, oh no, why is she crying? We would hang out and be like, we're gonna get drunk and cry tonight.
Like, we would plan for it.
It feels like your parents were Chinese and my parents were preachers, and so therapy wasn't something that was really encouraged in either of our households.
My mom's solution to depression was just, you need to have a better attitude.
I think my parents, like, never had a solution to depression. Like, the one time when I was really, like, in fifth grade, I think, like, depression was a really valid thing to say. My mom just, like, looked at me and was like, what do I do?
Oh, everybody get therapy. Whether you think you need it or not, it's good for you.
I say this with wholehearted endorsement as a person who has gone to 2 therapy sessions in my life. Here's the thing, I should have gone to more.
Okay, but can it not be as expensive, please? So, yeah, so me and Maggie were just kind of, like, squatting at, like, close to the floor in this room full of people. Like, the purpose of us squatting is to get away from people and not have anyone see that I was crying. And what actually ended up happening was people just kind of ran into us and, like, kicked us.
Yeah, because, like, imagine you're in a crowd at a Live Band Metal Karaoke show and you're like, ah, cool, that's an open space weirdly right next to the stage, and you wiggle through the crowd and then you step on 2 girls who are just squatting on the ground and crying. So
that happened.
Yeah, it was a good time.
Hey peeps, if you enjoy listening to us from your phone, why not get the full immersive 3D experience?
That's right. We are so excited to be at the 17th annual VeggieCon at the one and only Spuds, Florida.
Woo-hoo.
Doing a live show for you, our very special listeners.
You might even get to hang out with us at the butternut squash soup hot tub or inside the world's biggest pea pot.
Woo-hoo! Use our promo code WATERFORPLANTS to get 10% off your ticket. This year, we're also giving out to 10 lucky attendees an autographed spud to love and behold forever. Hurry, time's running out.
Vegetables,
veggie con.
It's the con for you.
And then the next day, we were like, let's do something that's actually like Atlanta related.
Yeah.
Which was go to the aquarium because the aquarium is super cool.
So what we didn't know is that we accidentally booked our trip for Atlanta during Dragon Con.
Momo Con.
No, it was Dragon Con.
No, it was Momo Con.
It was Dragon Con.
It was Momo Con.
There's an easy way with the internet.
There's an easy way with Derek.
No, you can't pull your boyfriend in and be like, I win.
No, he has really good memory. He'll tell me if I'm wrong.
I have also a good memory.
Hey, the thing that we went to in Atlanta with the aquarium, What was the name of the convention?
MomoCon.
It was, you're wrong. It was Dragon Con.
Maggie says it was Dragon Con. It was MomoCon.
What was the date? You have the pictures. Oh, you have the pictures that have a date stamp on them. What was the date?
All right. Will you make me a bet?
Yeah. What do you want to bet? Not money, because money's not fun.
Well, it has to be something that you can do there or I can do here.
Remember, we'll see each other in a month.
Oh. How about the loser takes a shot of the winner's choosing?
That's lame. We can do better.
No.
Oh, okay. I feel like you have plans.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, perfect.
All right.
Great. Sounds good. What was the date?
Saturday, May 26th, 2018.
The dates you have are wrong.
I don't know what else to send you if you don't believe in facts.
Because I would not have invented that there was a Dragon Con.
I don't know where you got that from.
Not from anywhere other than Atlanta Dragon Con 2018.
No, it was MomoCon.
It was Dragon Con.
It was MomoCon.
I'm like really working through a lot of pictures on my phone right now.
All right, I'm going to send you another link, and I hope that you will respect this.
I mean, like, no, here's the thing is, like, I don't agree with you that it was in May.
That's fine. It was.
It was not. Like, what?
All right, I'll look at my Airbnb. All right, I'm taking a screenshot. I haven't doctored it in any way. I'm going to send it to you. I like how, like, infallible your belief is.
Because here's the reason my belief is infallible is that, like, there is no reason I know that Dragon Con exists except for that we went to Dragon Con.
That's not my problem. You lost the bet.
Fine. I'll take whatever shot you want me to take. Like, I've taken a coffee and mustard shot before. I'll be all right.
This does not matter at all to our listeners.
It doesn't matter at all. I'm just upset.
Let's please talk about MomoCon. At the aquarium.
We just like took an Uber into downtown and then looked around and were like, what the fuck is everyone wearing? Because like everyone was like in cosplay and like a lot of like Ash Ketchums.
And then we went into our destination, the aquarium, and it was, I think they were having an event there because there were like at least 50-60% of the people there were in costume.
I don't think it's that they were having an event. I think it's just that like downtown Asheville has like 5 tourist things to do.
You mean Atlanta?
Yep, that's what I meant. Downtown Atlanta has like 5 tourist things to do. And so like there's a Coke Museum, there's Underground, which is pretty sketchy at this point. There's the aquarium, and then I guess there are other things. I forget. And I think like, I actually think it wasn't like there was an event. I just think it's like a lot of people were like, I guess we're in downtown. Let's go to the aquarium.
But like there were dudes dressed in Sailor Moon outfits. There was like a girl who was like in a mermaid costume, but the kids who were at the aquarium, they just thought she worked for the aquarium.
There was a line of children waiting to take pictures with this, like, slutty mermaid. And their parents were all the fuck into it.
It was like, ooh, it's Ariel.
And it wasn't. It was just this girl happened to be looking like a mermaid, and she was like, cool, it's photo time.
But I will say that this is probably the best aquarium I've ever been to. Go there, and it will blow your shoes and socks off.
I will also say that, like, if you're going to go to an aquarium, go to an aquarium when you know it's going to be full of nerds. Because, like, if you go to an aquarium on just, like, a Tuesday, it's, like, a lot of you standing still looking at fish.
Which is very enjoyable.
Michelle loves fish. I feel pretty middle of the road about fish. Don't hate fish. But I also, like...
Maggie would rather watch nerds.
No, I would rather be around nerds, which is why this is the perfect day for us, is that... the aquarium was full of people, and so, like, every time you went to a new fish tank, you would stand there and the fish would do something fun and people would cheer for it. I've never seen it at another aquarium. I've only seen it at one zoo, and it was because there was a really horny giraffe. So we're going through the thing. We get to the exhibit with the sea otters, and again, like, there's a crowd of people. There are, like, probably 40 people watching the sea otter tank, and, like, they would throw something in the air. Also, this is pre-COVID, where you're just very chill with standing with 40 strangers in a weird room surrounded by aquariums.
Surrounded by aquariums. Because that's changed from COVID.
That's really the tragedy of our time. So, like, every time they would, like, throw the ball in the air, people would be like, oh, oh my gosh, oh, look at the sea otters, oh. And there was one sea otter, and it, like, threw a ball in the air and was sort of pawing at it, and then it rolled onto its back, and then kind of stuck its knees in the air, grabbed its own dick, and started giving itself a blowjob. So then the noises around us changed very quickly from, like, oh, look at the cutesy, oh, 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 oh.
And there were these, like, two 12-year-old boys that were, like,
one of them was standing, like, touching my arm. And so, like, I was very aware that there was a child next to me. I was very still and very quiet. Meanwhile, this kid, his friend is not paying attention. His friend was, like, texting somebody or doing whatever the dumb teenagers do. But he was, like, texting somebody. And his friend was, like, the kid standing right next to me was like, dude! Dude! And started hitting his friend, like, on the shoulder. Like, dude, 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 look! And his friend was like, what? And he was like, dude, dude! Which is exactly, like, that should be your response.
Yeah.
If you see any creature giving itself a blowjob, you should slap your friend in the chest, scream dude as loud as you can, and point until everybody notices that, like, that son of a bitch can suck his own dick.
And I think that was our Atlanta experience.
Yep, that was the whole thing. It was great. Very weird weekend.
I guess, like, the thing that I will take away from that is that you never know what you can expect if you don't plan anything.
Yeah, it's just, like, show up and let it happen.
And that's how you should just roll through life.
Yeah, and that's not just Atlanta. That's everywhere.
Maggie, can you tell everybody about the random word?
Yeah. So the random word is that Michelle comes up with a random word that is
a word.
And then I have to come up with the first story that comes to mind with that word and tell it. And hopefully it's entertaining. And hopefully I don't go to jail. I don't think I will.
So the random word is... hammer.
I'm making faces because I have infinite hammer stories. So one of the summers I was at camp, we were doing relief work for Hurricane Sandy, and a lot of it was, like, demo. And I was working with this youth group. Do I need to explain what my camp was?
We've already had a podcast where you explained that your camp was for youths who toil.
Okay, so I was at camp for youth who toil, and we were at this house, like, doing a little bit of demolition, and I had a group that had, like, a lot of 18-year-old boys, and I wanted them to to take all the wires out of the ceiling. And one of them looked at me and said, "Can I do this with a sledgehammer?" And I was like, if you can figure out how to gingerly remove wires with a sledgehammer, like fucking go. So we tried and failed pretty miserably. But then there was another time where there was a line of nails and they were trying to put them in place. And one of them was like, "Oh yeah, I can knock this out really fast with a sledgehammer." then a friend of mine was like, "You do it with a sledgehammer. I'll do it with this like 12-inch hammer that you use to like."
A normal hammer.
No, or 12, a 12-inch hammer is like a teeny tiny. It's like a kind of hammer. So then this 16 to 18 year old kid was like, "Yeah, let's go." But like to like pull a hammer up and then be able to hit a nail, it takes like a lot of like fine motor skills, and he just fully missed. And then my friend like two times with this 12-ounce hammer just like got it in and was like, "All right, cool. I'm better than you." And then just walked away from this child.
But that reminds me of another hammer story. Of one of the teachers that we had. So she was my Spanish teacher, but she was your German teacher. But she also spoke Gaelic, I guess.
She was Gaelic.
I think she may have been the craziest teacher I've ever had.
Yeah, 100%.
The most strange teacher I've ever had.
Yeah, she was a wild fucking ride. I learned negative things in her class, but I did enjoy my time.
So our high school had Spirit Week, as you would any high school, and there was a wacky tacky day, which means that you dress in things that just don't make sense. And so on this particular day, I wore Bob the Builder shorts that I made in sixth grade that looked like men's boxers. This wasn't even part of the hammer story. But this was just to explain how crazy she was. But what I did with my hair was I pulled it, I was like upside down. I pulled it up to like a ponytail and I had someone like hairspray it. So it ended up sticking up straight in the air like this.
Also, you have very thin hair. So like it was a very small point. Yes. But the point was like 8 inches tall.
And I'll remind you, this was wacky tacky day, right? This teacher, she sees me and she points at my hair and she says, "Oh, I get it. It's walkie-talkie day," because she thought I had an antenna. And she thought the theme that everybody was supposed to be dressing up as was walkie-talkies.
What I love about this is that she was like, "Oh, Michelle nailed walkie-talkie day. What the fuck is everyone else doing? I don't care." Because no one else looked a little bit like a walkie-talkie. It was just you.
But the part of the hammer comes in when one time we were trying to watch a video in class from a projector on the ceiling, and it didn't work for some reason. Like, I don't know, maybe the settings got fucked up. But her solution was to leave the room, go to her office, come back with a tiny hammer like the one that Maggie described and hand it to a student. And she said, "Here, fix it." And obviously it was not something that a tiny hammer could fix. That's what I love about this woman, is that she doesn't make any sense, but she's very convinced in
the logic of her own absurdities.
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
Yeah.
She doesn't question herself ever. What if you could fart into the beat?
Oh, burping. That's the thing. Hold on. So, like, if it's like, I'm going to use my face because I don't want to take my shirt off again.
Okay.
Wait, no. I'm going to use my forehead.
Wow.
Wait.
Can you send this to Eunice?
Ready? Watch. Wait, fuck.
No.
Hold on. I'll work on it. I'm gonna work on it. I'm gonna work on it. I'm gonna work on it.